ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोचयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 61st लॉर्ड बलराम स्लेस रुक्मी टेक्स्ट नंबर्स 26 to 29 टेक्स्ट 26। तस्मिन् अभ्युदये राजन् रुक्मिणी रामकेशवौ पुरं भोजकटं जग्मु सांब प्रद्युम्न कादय तस्मिन् अभ्युदये राजन् रुक्मिणी रामकेशवौ पुरं भोजकटं जग्मो सांब प्रद्युम्नं कादयः तस्मिन् अभ्युदये राजन् रुक्मिणी रामकेशवौ पुरं भोजकटं जग्मो सांब प्रद्युम्न कादयः जूस वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग तस्मिन् On the occasion of that, Abhyudaye, happy event, Rajan, O king, Rukmini, Rukmini, Ramakeshavau, Balram and Krishna, Puram, to the city, Bhojakatam, भोजकट जगमो वेंट सांब प्रद्युम्न क आदयः Samba, Pradyumna and others. Translation. On the joyous occasion of that marriage, O King, Queen Rukmini, Lord Balaram, Lord Krishna, and several of the Lord's sons, headed by Samba and Pradyumna, went to the city of Bhojakat. There is no purport, so we'll read the next verses. Text 27 and 28. After the wedding, a group of arrogant kings, headed by the king of Kalinga, told Rukmi, "You should defeat Balaram at dice. He is not expert at dice, O king. But still, he is quite addicted to it." Thus advised, Rukmi challenged Balaram and began a gambling match with him. Text 29. Translation. In that match, Lord Balaram first accepted a wager of 100 coins, then 1,000, then 10,000. Rukmi won this first round, and the king of Kalinga laughed loudly at Lord Balaram, showing all his teeth. Lord Balaram could not tolerate this. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that the wagers consisted of gold coins. Lord Balaram inwardly became quite angry when he saw the gross offense of the king of Kalinga. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobheshtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Shri Nakadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Vyarevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Kaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna.
First of all, I would like to take the blessings of His Grace Anand Gopal Prabhu, who has come from Vrindavan, and I heard that he is a great Bhagavad speaker and we can learn from him many things. I am not that qualified, but as a service I have to give this class, and the blessings of all other devotees also. So in these verses we can see that there is again interaction between Rukmi and Balaram. We can go few previous chapters and we can see that at the time of Rukmini's marriage, Lord Krishna, he was going on a chariot with Rukmini. And Rukmi, who was a brother of Rukmini, he very much wanted that his sister should get married to Shishupal. And that was his decision. He didn't consult Rukmini whether you are happy with my decision or not. But he thought that yes, this is what is my decision and it should be accepted. I am the almost a king. He was Bhishmaka's son. So at that time we can see that Rukmini's heart she had already given to Lord Krishna. And she is of course the eternal consort of Lord, original Lakshmi. So she had that desire to marry Lord Krishna. And we can see that even in those days it could have been a big revolution or a different kind of decision, running away from the home. Today it may be common. But at that time, going out of culture was something quite radical. It was not common event, ordinary event actually. But of course, these pastimes of Lord Krishna, Balaram, Rukmini should not be seen from the material perspective. That is the first thing we should be very clear. Sometimes there may be material similarities. Sometimes we may tend to give some similar analogies with these pastimes. But we should know that these are not material, ordinary activities. And to reach to that platform of understanding Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes, they are not ordinary pastimes. One has to have a lot of blessings of the devotees and a purity of the heart. So, and we should glorify these pastimes to purify our heart. Because by glorification of the Lord, by repeating these pastimes, our heart also becomes pure. So Rukmini, she was going and Rukmi was very disturbed. And he came behind Lord Krishna on a chariot, charging with such speed. And he could catch up with Lord Krishna at a particular place. And there was a huge fight. Lord Krishna, that was his day of marriage. And we can see that almost like every marriage we are reading here, there is some fight, bloodshed, so many people are killed. So that kind of marriage, it was a common affair actually, because Kshatriya kind of marriages, they had to show that power. Yes, he is a real Purusha or the real person who has a lot of power, Kshatriya. So Lord Krishna, he was fighting with Rukmi. Rukmi was challenging. And Krishna, he
broke his chariot, broke his whatever weapons he took in his hands, all his horses and everything. He was just on the ground. But still, Rukmi took a sword and came challenging at Lord Krishna. And at that time, Krishna was very angry. Krishna was very, very angry at that time. And he was just about to kill Rukmi. And he actually disfigured Rukmi. Half shaven, half mustache, some kind of different Rukmi cut he gave him. It was very funny and it was embarrassing to him, because he came with such vengeance, such power to attack Lord Krishna, and within few minutes he was on the ground in such a condition. So it was very humiliating. And he was about to kill him. Krishna was about to kill Rukmi. But of course, at that time, Balaram intervenes. Balaram is a very, very wonderful personality. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in Mahabharata, we can see that he sometimes plays a very unique role. It's very inconceivable how suddenly he thinks to intervene. Otherwise, he could also help Lord Krishna killing Rukmi. Because Krishna and Balaram are almost not different. It is explained that just Krishna is monsoon cloud and Balaram is autumn, white complexion and black complexion. There is not much difference. But Balaram, at this Balaram Tattva, I mean the Guru Tattva, has to be understood in a very deep way. Because he is original Guru. Balaram is the original Guru. And Guru's role is has to be very neutral. Sometimes Guru has to mediate between conflicting situations and resolve very difficult situations. He cannot take the side of one because it may appear to be partial. He has to resolve both the parties with win-win situation and bring both of them to the higher level of consciousness. Because sometimes there may be some petty issues, and many times they are based on some assumptions, preconceived ideas, prejudices, and one keeps building on that, keep thinking that yes, he is like that, she is like that, and keeps building, and sometimes it becomes mental. And sometimes it may become offensive verbally. And one can commit big offenses towards great personalities. And it is sometimes based on the very, very material platforms, simple preconceived ideas, or which are not truth. Or even there may be some truth in it. The other party is not giving sufficient space to that person to improve or to understand that, okay, that mistake has happened, so let us resolve it and go above the mistakes. So therefore, Balaram has to play a very, very important role. And at that time, he comes and tells Lord Krishna that this is first of all not befitting to our dynasty, Yadu dynasty, because we don't insult somebody like this. you have disfigured him. You have cut his hair like in this fashion. So he is insulted. It is as good as death. So just leave him alone now. Don't kill him. And at the same time, Balaram was thinking about Rukmini, because Rukmini was Rukmini's brother, and whatever he was doing mistakes, still Rukmini had some soft corner. She was not a very hard-hearted lady that now my marriage has happened, now I am running away, I don't care about anybody now. Not that kind of attitude. Still, that attachment was there. And she was almost pleading Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna was very angry, he was not going to listen to anyone. But Balaram comes and he resolves this very difficult situation. And he has to show that he is not from Krishna's side and he is not from Rukmini's side or Rukmini's side, that why is trying to save him. So he brings them on a higher platform. I mean, of course, they don't have to come to the higher platform. They are already the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Goddess of Fortune. But still, we can see that Lord Balaram tells that this is the material body is ultimately temporary. Such basic philosophy is speaking at that time also. And these are the changes, and somebody may make mistake, and he is liable to be killed. Even a family person makes a mistake, he should be killed, and such is often. But still, we should not kill that person. And he shows the importance of forgiveness, that how important it is to forgive even such a grave offense. So at that time, Lord Krishna leaves him alone. It is okay. Balaram is telling me, so he is my elder brother, so let me, I have to, I mean, at that, on the day of marriage, he did not want to kill, because that would not have been a good thing, that on the day of marriage, he married Rukmini and killed her brother. That could have been a very different history. So that was resolved. Of course, Rukmini, this happened at Bhojakatta. This is a city. I mean, why Bhojakatta? The name our Acharya Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that Rukmini was so much burning with envy. He was defeated. He was left with almost nothing. Just the life air in his body. So one may think that he should have become detached now. Krishna has taken away everything from him. So he is almost detached, he's a renounced person. But no, it didn't happen like that. Because the seed of desire, that seed of envy was there, so much in his heart, that he decided, he took a vow. Bhoja kata. Kata means vow. And bhoja means he experienced. He experienced the misery because of taking that vow. And he decided that he will stay at that very place. He would not leave. And again in the future there may be some opportunity to fight, and he will teach Lord Krishna a big lesson. That was the desire. That was such negativity towards Lord Krishna. He could not see that he could have thought also that he is a supreme person. I am defeated. That means he is powerful. I have to accept the defeat. He has defeated in such a humiliating way. I should accept and surrender. But he didn't surrender. And he built a huge city. Bhojakata, it is explained that the whole city was built on that, at that place. And the foundation of that city, we can see the seeds were in the envy of Rukmini. From that the whole city developed. Because he wanted to take revenge sometime in the future. So, later on, when his daughter's marriage, Rukmavati, and Krishna's son, Rukmini's son, Pradyumna. Pradyumna was another powerful king, personality. And Rukmavati, she like Pradyumna. And Pradyumna defeated all other kings. And again at that time Rukmi had to marry Rukmavati to Pradyumna. One may think that how, already his sister was taken away, he was defeated, but still there was some soft corner for his sister. He was attached. And at that time, Pradyumna married Rukmavati. And now the time of granddaughter and Krishna's grandson Aniruddha and Rukmi's granddaughter Rochana, they had to be married. And at that time Krishna, Balram, they are coming on the chariot. And at this place of Bhojakat again they meet. This Rukmi had constructed a big city and marriage was going to happen there. So we can see that how Rukmi, although he was defeated, but still he was having some soft corner, some affection for his sister, then his daughter, and then granddaughter. And at that time, King of Kalinga, he knew, he thought that let us again bring some provocation. Because he thought that, he knew that Balram is not expert in dice. And Rukmi can get some kind of subtle sense gratification by defeating Balram, Krishna's brother. That okay, he couldn't defeat Krishna, but at least Balram is defeated in dice. So they challenge Balram that let us play at dice. And Srila Prabhupada in Krishna book writes the game of chess. So whatever, whether it was a chess or dice, it was, when somebody comes into a game, it is not like physically running around, and it was a more like a mental and intellectual. So at that time, I had to defeat other person. That means I had to be taking proper moves in the game. I should be keeping my soldiers or elephants at strategic points. And I should at the end defeat the other party. So it was like a mental battlefield. They are sitting at one place, but they are creating a huge mental world trying to defeat other person. Because every move is an important move. And if there is a wrong move, then other party can take the advantage and defeat. So that was like a huge mental gymnastics or mental war was going on. And if somebody wins, then he has to give some gold coins or like that, first round. And it is explained that in the first round, Rukmi won. He got first three games there or something, and first 100 coins, then 1,000 coins, and then 10,000 coins. So it is explained that when somebody gets involved into such mental gymnastics or mental activities, he is getting defeated. But still, one thinks that maybe next time I will win. And again, with more force, one starts attempting, thinking that maybe another time I will win. And one goes into that frenzy, and one may get defeated, and one may lose so much money. But still there is hope that maybe I have lost so many attempts, maybe I will recover by winning one very strong game. That's a very mental intoxication or intellectual intoxication. Gambling. Therefore we say no gambling. Because one should not come into that frenzy. Once it gets caught up, then it's very difficult to come out. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was giving one incident of one student or something. In the gambling, he went to play some game in the gambling. And he put some money, some dollars. He lost. And again thought that maybe again I will put some money. Again he lost. And he kept losing. And within 1 hour, he lost something $25,000. And he almost had nothing. So he was a student and something. So he lost everything almost. So therefore it was very difficult to come out of such state if somebody gets involved. So therefore, here the game between Rukmi and Balaram should not be seen from that perspective. Because somebody may think that, oh, Rukmi is winning, but actually Rukmi was getting defeated. Why? Because he could not see Balaram. Balaram is the original Guru Tattva. He was trying to confront Balaram. Balaram can give higher understanding. One can understand the real goal of life and perfect. And one doesn't have to come back again in this material. That is a mercy of Balaram. So it may appear that he is winning some gold coins, but he is losing the mercy of Balaram. So, and still he was thinking that I am defeating Balaram. And the king of Kalinga, he was laughing loudly. And of course Balaram usually doesn't get affected much. But he understood. He became transcendentally angry. This is not material anger. His anger is transcendental. Because he gave Balaram, actually because of Balaram Rukmi was living. He intervened, saved Rukmi, and now Rukmi is trying to defeat Balaram. So precarious situation. One who has saved his life, he is trying to attack his life. So Balaram could understand that, yes, now he was getting angry, but still, next game, 100,000 gold coins. And this game, Balaram won. but he didn't accept that Balaram has won, and he just tried to evade that. No, I have won. So Balaram had to again show that, yes, I am the one, but you are not agreeing. Let us play one more game and I will show that I am going to win. And 100 million gold coins. Can you imagine? The frenzy was increasing so much. Not, of course, from Balaram's point of view, it was not material. But they were getting so much enthused and just trying to defeat each other. So at that time, again Balaram won. And at that time, there was a voice from the sky, Akashvani. And it told, this voice told that Balaram has won fairly. But still, Rukmi was not accepting that. Rukmi was saying, no, I am the winner. So at that time, then Balaram takes his club, huge club, and with one hit on the head, Rukmi is finished. So that is the Balaram actually. He is a Guru Tattva. Sometimes he takes action. Sometimes he gets angry. In Mahabharata war also we can see that he was not involved at all. He went on pilgrimage. He went to Naimisharanya, so many places he went. He didn't want to get involved. So he mediated some years before Rukmi. He gave him a good chance that he improves now. But he was not improving. If he could have accepted, okay, I am defeated, I did a mistake and I should not be committing mistake again. He had a good chance of improving and becoming a good person. But he was not accepting that. And he was trying to show that I am stronger even at his late age. He was almost like a grandfather. So that is the how, if somebody holds grudges against somebody, it may result in that even at a late age one may not accept, oh, he's a good person, he's advanced than me. So that the subtle impurities have to be cleared. That we judge another person from the material foundation. Our vision is material many times. We think that, oh, he's from this country or that family background, or he's not fair, or he's black, he's not erudite scholar. So many material levels of thinking. Or he's a very charismatic and he's very strong. So our judgments are based on a lot of material considerations. The Krishna consciousness philosophy tries to bring everyone on the higher platforms. That one should not see a person from the material point of view. Even a person who is born in the family of a chandala can become a guru of the whole world. Because the Guru Tattva, when Balaram empowers, then that soul, it may be a very ordinary soul, that soul can become a very empowered personality. That is the mercy of Balaram. And Rukmi, we can see that he is also a soul. But at this time he was covered over. He could not see Balaram. That Balaram is the original guru. He can deliver me. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna and Balaram, they see everyone from the higher perspective as a soul. And sometimes they take such actions of killing somebody. But it is not material. Even somebody is killed by Krishna and Balaram, they get liberated. Many times you can see that so many demons were killed by Krishna and Balaram. They achieved highest perfections. They achieved their original position in the spiritual world. Some were delivered, they achieved whatever form they had in the heavenly planets, or they fallen from certain positions, they achieved that those forms. Manigriva, Nalakuvera, they did not get the original spiritual form, but they achieved there again heavenly forms. So Krishna and Balaram can avoid that. Because every soul is a special soul. That is the that we should know, that we may judge from somebody from external point of view. But every soul is a special soul. There may be a lot of conditionings. Somebody may have a lot of anarthas. And we may see those anarthas sometimes, or many times we see, oh, he is still attached to eating rasgulla or whatever, some mental attachment we see. But if we go deeper, deeper, soul searching talks, then we'll see that, oh, he's a nice person. I'm just building up so much, but just go deeper and see the good qualities. He's a nice soul. He has wonderful qualities. I may not be expert in something, but he is good in that. If somebody wants to see good qualities, one can go more deeper and see that, yes, it is so nice. He is a so wonderful soul, actually. So therefore, sometimes we keep building on external platforms and thinking that, oh, maybe like this, maybe like that, and he's like that. And keep promoting others also many times, because we have to prove that I am the right and he is wrong. So if we go more deeper, then we'll see that, yes, these are the temporary thing. We should not see from the external point of view. We should see the consciousness. We should try to help other person to elevate his consciousness. Because that is the purpose of the whole Krishna consciousness movement, to elevate the consciousness. Everyone is not pure devotee in the beginning. Somebody may be. But one may come with so many anarthas, and that is the pain one has to take to help others to elevate. Therefore, to see Balaram Tattva, in Guru, Guru is the representative of Balaram. His words are not ordinary. One should see that he is speaking on behalf of Lord Krishna and Balaram. His words have a lot of weight. Words are not heavy because of the decibel level. But when Balaram empowers, those simple words can become heavy. It may not be according to the tone or the decibel level, but it is originally the Balaram's mercy or the his empowerment. So therefore, when spiritual master gives some instruction, one should not see from the material perspective that, oh, so what, this is such a simple order, anybody can do it, why am I having asked to do? But if you try, then you'll see that how difficult it is. So therefore, our progress in the spiritual life depends upon how we follow the instructions of spiritual master. And we follow his words. And sometimes it may be easy to follow spiritual master. It is not easy also. It is difficult. But sometimes we may think that, okay, yeah, I'm so close to spiritual master and he is very happy with me. And sometimes we have our own conditionings and we judge from that perspective many times. And we may think that, oh, spiritual master is good, but this one devotee is not good.
He always keeps finding faults with me. And we may serve everyone, but we may avoid one personality. And sometimes it may be a senior devotee or it may be a junior devotee. So we don't see from the higher perspective. We should worship senior devotees as the representative of spiritual master, Guru Tattva. Because they are representing spiritual master, they are following his instructions. And they are protecting us from so many so many unwanted things. And sometimes they may have to correct that, yes. And when correction is coming, then it's very painful. Somebody senior devotee corrects, so you're wrong, you're doing something wrong. So taking that correction positively is not easy. But if one goes higher, understands that yes, this is my anartha which is coming out, and I should accept it positively, then one can make huge progress, lot of progress, becoming humble, submissive. That is a qualification actually to attract the mercy of Krishna and Balaram. So one should see Balaram Tattva or Guru Tattva in senior devotees. And even in junior devotees, sometimes younger devotees are also very empowered, and they are having wonderful talents. One should encourage them, one should see that yes, they are also nurtured properly. It should not happen that because I am senior, everyone should follow me. Whatever their independence, I don't care. That is not our mood. So therefore, when we identify the good qualities, the talents amongst the younger generation, one should see that yes, this, how this soul can develop in his field. Just like last week, His Grace Chaitanya Charan Prabhu was giving his own example, wonderful example. And he told that he was good in writing. And he wrote articles, Times of India, Speaking Tree. And he tried to share with his god brothers. And what is this Speaking Tree? Tree also speaks. So he was discouraged little bit. But he knew that, that was his field, his strength. So then, another time he approached His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj. And Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj, he could see, oh, you have written so many wonderful articles in Times of India, they have been published. He could relate, yes, he is a nice writer. Because he is also a writer and he could identify, yes, he is a good talent. Please write some articles for magazines. And then he kept sending him books. that was a wonderful part. He kept sending some books from another devotee, Rasraj Prabhu and other devotees. Different devotees, he kept sending books so that his writing skills improve. He was fanning the spark that yes, he has this talent, it should improve. So in that way we can see that if we go deeper to every devotee, we'll see that that soul is a very special soul. Because every soul has come from spiritual world. Isn't it? We all come from spiritual world. So originally every soul has to have some connection with the Supreme Lord. He must have some spiritual form. So how can we judge from the material perspective? So therefore, the whole process of Krishna consciousness is to bring us to the higher levels. Once His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was telling that if you know who is sitting next to you, you will be surprised. Who is the soul, special soul sitting next to you? We may judge that, oh, he is a
young brahmachari, bhakta, or some grahastha, like that, we may judge from the external point of view. But from the higher perspective, everyone is a special soul. So therefore, one should see from the higher perspective, elevating the consciousness. Today is also 14th May. On this day, a few years before, 3 years before, some of our dear godbrothers and wonderful souls were called by Lord Krishna. That was, this is the day. Actually, if you go deeper, we'll see that each soul was such a amazing soul. And Krishna's way of taking somebody back is very inconceivable. Very, very inconceivable. And everyone afterwards in the meeting, they were sharing that there were so many issues with our brahmacharis and Varakrishnapu. But at the end, everyone loved him. That they were so happy that he's such a wonderful soul. There may be differences of opinion, but still, at the time also, I mean, everyone was so appreciative that he's such, at such young age, he could achieve so many expertise. So, every soul is a very special soul. We should see from that perspective. And Srila Prabhupada wants us to cooperate in that way. He knew that he's taking big risk. He gave sannyas to so many young foreign devotees. He knew that many of them may not be able to continue their vows. And it's very difficult. Somebody coming from the very different background. But still, he took that vow. And of course, today morning, it was announced that His Holiness Jayapadaka Maharaj is in a very serious condition. And we can see that how much he gave his life to this movement. So much. I mean, first of all, he was awarded sannyas at a very young age. And continuing taking so many responsibilities, constructing Mayapur temple. At that time, there were so many difficult, challenging situations, not hygienically proper. So, and even the Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Chaipataka Maharaj, when they narrated the stories that how they had to bring the cement and other materials, they had to, how much they had to be careful, because in between wherever the truck stops, the other people suddenly steal away materials. They had to be so much cautious about Prabhupada's property. So, and then taking the sannyas vow, expanding spiritual family, traveling so many places, and few years before he had this brain hemorrhage, but Krishna's grace, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, that he could carry through. And it was not that he just gave up his preaching, but even at this, in such situation, in this condition, he's traveling and preaching. So we can take so much inspiration that in spite of so many difficulties, so many challenges, how much dedication to Srila Prabhupada, that how much he is dedicated. And it is so inspiring, actually, sometimes whenever he gives kathas, especially the Gaur kathas, suddenly in ecstasy he starts chanting Gauranga, 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 and it just goes on.
It is so purifying. Even once there was Navadvip Parikrama and all our Chaupati devotees had gone there. And I was hearing and I could suddenly started chanting Gauranga Gaurava and it was so purifying. Everyone was, all the congregation were just immersed in chanting the names of Gauranga. And he wrote one very nice book also on Gauranga. The name of the book itself is Gauranga. And wonderful pastimes, wonderful stories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Few months before I was sick. And this book was with me. I mean, somebody had given me this book. And I thought that, okay, let us read this book. It was Gaur Purnima time also. And so I was reading this book and such a wonderful book, such simple language. And he has glorified Lord Gauranga like anything. Wonderful book. And I just could not keep it down. Every day I would read and I recovered from my physical and spiritual sickness. I could realize that yes, this is what he is giving us. The mercy of Gauranga he is giving us. And Srila Prabhupada said that he is not an ordinary person. He is associate of Lord Chaitanya. So one should see from the spiritual perspective that yes, every soul is a special soul. And when somebody gets empowered, one should be very happy to see others empowered. That yes, it is so wonderful that another soul is getting empowered. So that is a qualification one should have to receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Because in Kali Yuga, Balaram has come. Krishna and Balaram, they have come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And by their mercy, one can achieve the highest perfection of our lives. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Anybody has any comments? Prabhuji? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.